entertaining game. A game we could have won, lost and drawn ultimately. I think there was chances both ends. Two teams desperate to try to win the game. And both teams know a lot about each other, how they played. But opportunities for both teams to win it. Yeah, ultimately, the last 5 minutes when we've conceded the equaliser, they've had the two glaring misses from their opportunities. But overall, I thought we played well. I thought it was like a basketball game at times. We certainly went for it. They went for it. And just we're just pleased that we've stopped the rot, because when you've lost three games against the three top teams like we have, next thing you want to do is make sure at least you try and get a point on the board. And overall, we're satisfied with what we've done, because there's some good points, some points we certainly need to work on. But you saw two teams at least having the right go trying to win it tonight.
It's a magnificent goal, wasn't it, by Kilkenny?
Yeah, look, we've been telling him and a lot of the players to shoot a little bit more. You saw DJ at the weekend shoot from outside the box, scored, and obviously Killer will be delighted that he's scored against his former team. And we just thought that that sort of would be a nice little platform to build from. But you know, with Bristol City, they know a lot about us. They've got threats. They're very gung-ho. And you're desperate to try and get that second one to try and steal the game. But overall, I think a point is about a fair result for both teams.
That would have really knocked the stuffing out of them, wouldn't it? Had you got the second goal?
Yeah, look, we're pushing forward. We changed the formation and went push three up front against their back three to try and sort of nullify them, bring it out from the back, but also try and get the next goal as well. So we were positive in our approach trying to do that. I think when you look at their goal, it was a great ball in from the left wing back, and Will Brown finishes it well. But we've had some opportunities, but we are fortunate at the end there when they've put two over the bar when they shouldn't have done, really.
You do look at some goals and say that was easily avoidable, we should have defended that better. When you look at a header and a cross like that that Bristol City level it with, it's quite difficult to pick out any real mistakes in there, isn't it?
No, I possibly thought it might have been a free kick on Bailey to start with, but look, you're picking at little things. But if we'd scored that goal, you would have said great ball in, great delivery, and it just said head it in the back of the net, and that's what Aaron Will Bram did. So they've had chances as we have over the night. Again, we could have won it, lost it and drawn it, so at least we've taken a point. That's the main thing. I didn't want to lose tonight, but we're certainly desperate to try and win it.
I know we've spoken about your goalkeeper on numerous occasions already, and we're only in September, Simon. How quickly he's settled in, how assured he looks. Was that as good as he's been for you tonight?
Yeah, he was tested, to be fair, the kid, and made some vital saves when he had to do, and that's what he's there for. We're bringing in good quality players, and he helped us keep the ball out of the back of the net ultimately. So yeah, very pleased with him. He's settled in very quickly, and hopefully he doesn't have as much to do over the next few weeks. But with Bristol City, you know what they're going to do. They're a threat. They've got the wing backs push on, the midfield players with Freeman are dangerous, and Wilbram and the French boy that they've got. They're a team that look to score goals, and we're quite pleased that we've got a point out of the game, but also slightly disappointed we've not won it as well.
Are you getting some options back? Are you going to have some more options for the weekend, do you think, at Brentford?
Galley will still be a touch and go for the weekend. Hugel and Reid, I would expect to be back in training on Thursday, which will be a boost for us. Obviously, you've got Jermaine. One or two have got a few knocks as well tonight. So, games come thick and fast. Another tough game at the weekend, but we'll be looking forward to it and hopefully go down to the capital and get a result.
But the big thing is you're leaving here with positives, Simon. You've ended the run of league defeats, which, let's get it right, was only three against very good teams at this level. And you can take a lot from tonight.
Oh, definitely. Look, I said, I stressed to the players before the game tonight, look, we have been so close to turning them three defeats into wins, never mind draws. We've dominated large parts of the game that we've lost, so they were the positives. We had to keep making sure that we keep doing the right things, believing that we are good enough to be in this division. And again, the players have shown immense character, work rate, desire to try and get a result tonight. Thought Stevie May started the game and showed all his qualities in the industry that he's capable of doing, and Owen Doyle again when he came on. So these lads are settling into the team, and ultimately will get better as we go on the games, and hopefully we can keep plodding away, because it's a tough division. The teams that we've just lost to are certainly going to be in that top six.